On us fell the burden of organising the convoys of British, and still more, of United States supplies, and carrying them to Murmansk and Archangel through all the dangers and rigours of the Arctic Passage. All the American supplies were a deduction from what had in fact been, or was to be, successfully ferried across the Atlantic for ourselves. In order to make this immense diversion, and to forego the growing flood of American aid without crippling our campaign in the Western Desert, we had to cramp all preparations which prudence urged for the defence of the Malay Peninsula, and our Eastern Empire and possessions against the ever-growing menace of Japan. Without in the slightest degree challenging the conclusion which history will affirm that the Russian resistance broke the power of the German armies and inflicted mortal injury upon the life energies of the German nation, it is right to make it clear that for more than a year after Russia was involved in the war, she presented herself to our minds as a burden and not as a help. Nonetheless, we rejoice to have this mighty nation in the battle with us. And we all felt that, even if the Soviet armies were driven back to the Ural Mountains, Russia would still exert an immense, and if she persevered in the war, an ultimately decisive force. Up to the moment when the Soviet government was set upon by Hitler, they seemed to care for no one but themselves. Afterwards, this